work I'm going to read is from a book called Controlling Interests that Lois just mentioned, and it's the last poem in that book, which is called Island Life. Except that we sail and quit the horizon, desperate or even remotely concerned, waves between and the air a constant source of the old jangle, musters for itself new conduits, restless maybe for the things we never use, a half haze, half shadow, modestly a project of absorption in time, cast about, contentment its own course. Persons who, parsimonious of number, as just prosper's final notice, force native of finish, hold, take, what by legion endure. A sturdy armor of fiction facts the oasis glean from time and prune to witness vast resources. A hollow measure, indeed, to fight this voracity of pleasure's gleam. Solid matter, brief digest for the eternal's enfolding. We meet again on such a field, and I hand you the shadow in my keeping, a blackish truss surrounded by aisles of penultimate surface. The swarm that by victory retails its angularity, impressing with silhouetted display by brink and eerie conjuring of a still frame, luminous, transparent, edged to submission. At once the signal is given. It is as though one sudden mad impulse simultaneously flings open every gate, the throng issuing, pouring forth in a vibrating stream that melts into space. A double or triple dissolution, incalculable and uninterrupted, cascading to an ultimate height of 100 feet before returning to ground. One night, hiding in my tree, I suddenly see a man appear. Here, place out of habit, subordinating to accidents of origin that so often cause chance to lose in things all of whom observe. The gathering, hunched into statues, and though be a guide, weathers into apraxia. It's now, what, almost 5 weeks. And so, the network of realities that was the state, etc. Knotted, inardent, mouthpiece of give and try, like you saying this thing you're too wrought up, or I never could get into that, felt put out by the tension. Other, it's from, form, destruction outside, bent, something of viewed, challenge to what, supplanting, finally eclipsing, out as shutting unheard, unseen, the alongside. Natives by replaced, being natives present actually to allow that, a society create to aim for the. We are now, lets you by, pales in competition to. And I had always imagined the thing, even of a fourth, finished, even so defined. In addition, and I'm convinced that we're never talking small, throw up our hands, used to fill, and I feel a kind of clarity, if anyone else, numbers but as you, yourself, that out there, and what I also would. It's like missing the first, permission and discouragement discarded as bravado, exclusionary, and certainly understood much better. I'm sure I cast a real physical and, but, although, especially, as I was thinking, have different advantages in a somewhat negative way. Activity are appreciated and taken with typical, what did you expect? For hangers-on or, and do people a really amazing pursuits gets quite legitimate. My own interest is scale, filled with disavowals, is out to diffuse, is that you tap, then repeating within is to begin to want, which would be, it is this look of, whatever that, instead of, which would be anyway, where, and in that time would be like, if that's, which then leads you to see, maybe suggest excursions, so to understand the relations as inexorably linked, wholly on edge, as dazzling as its coy flipness, and once admirable. Just miles with scarcely a care, the most jangle-like and impart on these. Since we're spending every once and a great simultaneous, which I keep thinking back on in this soon to become based on, I can get for that, difficult as those set up, less a somehow but squashed at bottom thing in the sense. You could equally well choose Normandy French, peasant yellow, farmhouse Italian, or primitive colonial. This has endured very much, and I have parted or partly willing featherweight Lindenhurst, ministering to the outraged and diffident adhesions to bygone. At the other extreme, it has not been my intention to say much about curtains. Un camera d'appia, pur favor. The only lensless camera, our own heart, mind. Behind every plate, a promise, but events don't alter circumstance. Ministries of uncertainty, the bloodless click of the chapel's eschatological memoir. Yet, for the good, no reform is possible. For the wicked, none conceivable. And so the world drifts into stasis, imagining propriety, living out. For some time I felt this way myself. It was not until my 11th year that the axial geometry of mortality, took headway in my thinking. Anecdotal gloss, immeasurable filing out. The same tree that I looked out on yesterday, constantly shifting and changing in the light. Here a different leaf, there an unnoticed shadow, so that it unrolls its story at every moment, fills all eyes. These constants of blue, a light touch of pianoforte vaguely receding, of dulled green, hopping to the corner, insisting to the ladder, a vague touch of constantly shifting, her eyes on, most resplendent, hand in pocket, coat tucked in. Beside illuminated hard rolls, I hardly care a jot. Jelly donuts, singular suits, the faded salute. Time only but for change, make its character, see others there, lives on caravans of speculation. An omnibus of unsupportable clamor invested in the prior, how mercurial, how agile, how absolutely no clouds, only a few, and the locusts have. I don't ask for yellow, a sailor robe, magic boxer shorts, pole vaulting into clouds of odious humor, second thoughts, mold over, make believe, haze or mist or honor his voice in, honor that dwells in cliffs, aside moments, location locked, forensic bouts with the subterranean, the quotidian displacements, marshal the limp and enervated customs of disquieted patrimony. You have painted this picture for me, but you have misconceived my desires, taste, and direction. Bellow, bore, benumbed borealis. Basically a swift kick, the pickup, the pantomime. No more feeling than an imagined waistcoat. But as to machines, its own brightly lit and frowns no more, the gentle rhapsody of the marginal, the frightened hollyhocks and grazing furrows, each to portray a version of that timeless time, shadow without shadow, that our nostalgia clings to and our reason discounts. When, in the darkness over me, issue of its own substance, no calm, no rest, and all abuzz together, such as when, the measure of the wise and strange, I hear your voice, call, furl, blueglass, silken, and the thick white bells. It is this magnificent trumpet note of the crowded hour that thrills through even the most run-me-down occupations, exchanging cordial sentiments with all as if they were blood relations. For the aim was to create a society that would be nothing but native, terms allow, in place, erase, and so the which forces in the usual manner, nameplate, curate, etc., harshly absorbent, lamplight, and the dark, impenetrable roads. By held may be a shelving into the deepening sea, or by any other flame, a flit, funicular, floatsome. A monument to the laconic majesty of the cherished thought, the neglected hope, the belabored insurrection. Of all these infested and recalcitrant follies, I go with the blue one, now again green, triangulated. So much for the roadshow of unsupportable stupor, the lockets of urgent visitation, Urbino, Padua, Lausanne, weighing in at, crossing breeds with. The mayor has closed all bridges, even odd, and brunches. As the strike at the fading fortification continues, let me in. I'm going to feed the zebra, loosen the window pane. The excess of calcification in no way diminishing the lack of pretension to historical importance made all the more grotesque by the increasingly fluid remonstrations they made toward each other. But this not to impede the respect each one had for the other and for the land they loved. What made the deepest and most long-lasting impression, the ballasts hoisted, the flute music mercifully shut off, the students happily hidden from the unnerving stare of the spinsterish Secretary of Commerce as he trudges to the murky lagoon just by the neoclassical library, the scattered rocks making the otherwise sandy beach troubling to stroll on. I had faced many problems before, felt your silence a disturbing but temporary situation, hoped you would understand and not entirely be annoyed by me. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, counting minute by minute. Molar responsibility, a new lollipop for the toads who inhabit the public parks. Not 1 minute, not to be diminished. Glaze of last sunlight, steeplechasing within, out of this world, slap happiness. A balloon for the shoulders, lifting the spirits to instructive levels. We jot down notes and move to the next square, embankment, meeting ground, template. How much happier than he who returns to the walks already walked, the dinner already eaten, the reflection already cast. Well, souls never touch their objects. Heightened, extended, deeper, dimensions for a platoon of hippies on holiday, much the more admirable than we who sit here all agaze at the dull plaid exteriors of the universe's cores. Bumbling and amorous, hesitation the fixed idea of desire's design, hearing the way the world hears, mystified, assuredly. Three mailboxes startly outlined against a pasture, the covered sporting car, a dented blue jean, an uprooted, illegible flag. Need that blankets what parsimony refrains, canopies of the refugee. That's a somewhat older poem of mine, which I have not read in quite some time, but thought it would be interesting to do.